Hello?
Hi, this is Journey. I'm calling from the emergency roadside service.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Angie from Fred Loya Agency in Redlands told me that you were going to be calling in 10 minutes. It's exactly 10 minutes. And what's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Journey.
Journey?
Yes.
How do you spell it?
Journey.
Oh, like a journey? Okay,
Yes.
I'm taking a journey today. Okay, I'm sorry, but I have to find humor in this. Okay.
Oh, yes,
okay,
sir.
journey. So what do I have to answer to first?
Do you have your policy number?
Yes, I do. Hold on, please.
Okay.
I have to turn this light on. Okay, let's see. It's 72-567-247-6. Oh, I mean 860.
Okay, so you said 72-567-247, and then what was the ending?
860.
Okay, one moment. And what is the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
It's a Nissan Kicks. It's 2019.
Okay, what color?
White.
And what's going on with your vehicle?
The electricity connections, I don't know what's going on, but I try to start it, and some lights turn on, some functions turn on, but to start it, it won't start.
Okay, and what service were you wanting to have?
What?
Which service were you wanting? Were you wanting us to jump start it, or do you need to be towed?
I think I might have to jump start it or be towed to Metro Nissan, which is in, it's close to the 10th Freeway, but I think the name of the street is Industrial Boulevard.
Okay,
it's not
so,
too far away from here, but you have to go quite a few blocks.
Okay, so you want to just tow it to the Nissan?
That would be nice, but I would have to be there. They want me to be there.
Okay, have you contacted the dealership?
Who?
Have you contacted Nissan?
Oh, yes, and they told me that I would have to call someone to jumpstart my car or whatever, or have it towed to the parking lot or, to the Nissan dealers.
Okay, I will have to ask you a few questions. So we send the correct tow truck out there. Are you in a parking garage?
Well, it's in a carport. I'm on aisle, I can say 10, and it's like you go down Pine Avenue, and then to you pass the manager's office, and then I think another block, and that's number 10. It says 10 on the front building, and you go in there, and then almost at the end of the block, well, not at the end, on the alley to the right. Well, my car is at the end, really. Yeah, look, the carport at the end. You know, so that's where I'm at.
Okay. Is the vehicle modified lower to the ground?
Oh, yes, it's in the ground.
Okay, will it go into neutral?
Yes. No, because it has to start or it won't go.
Okay, and is it a four-wheel or all-wheel drive?
Four-wheel? It has four wheels, yeah.
Okay, and were you involved in an accident?
No.
Okay, one moment.
I was involved in an accident in 2019, the year of my car, but in May 8th of 2019, and because of that accident, now I have, I didn't know it until I landed at the Loma Linda University Hospital, and they checked me out. I mean, I was checked out at Kaiser Permanente. The doctor told me that I had no broken bones or fractures, but he forgot to conduct a CAT scan of my brain, and I didn't find that out until, well, I got home, I had the stroke, and I didn't know what it was. I thought it was witchcraft because I couldn't get up. And but anyway, my sister, I called her in Hammett, and she called my friends, Richard and Olivia, and they rescued me because I had to drag myself from my bedroom to the living room, and then this double recliner, and that's how they got me. They broke into my apartment. And, then my sister arrived afterwards because they sit me on the recliner. And then they took me to the VA, and they couldn't help me there. So they sent me to the Loma Linda University Hospital, and there they said that I had a hemorrhagic blood stroke of the right ganglia of the brain. If Dr. Pierce at the Kaiser Permanente would have conducted that, CAT scan, he would have been able to tell me, you know what, don't make any rash movements because you're vulnerable to get a stroke because you have a hemorrhagic blood stroke of the right ganglia. And we cannot, either siphon the blood out or he was supposed to, he could have advised me, you know what, I'm going to give you these pills to bring down your blood pressure because your blood pressure is very high because of the accident that you had. But no, he didn't do such a thing. I mean, and consequently, I had a stroke and I still continue with the, the consequences of the stroke. I cannot walk for a very long time because I get tired right away, and I cannot stand up for very long because I get tired right away. But I have a walker, and now I even have an electric mobility chair. But I don't have a van or something to, carry my mobility, electric mobility chair. So I use my walker, and, well, it's a good thing that I had saved a few dollars to get me a car. So that's how I got these Nissan Kicks, 2019 Nissan Kicks. And but now, I don't know if it's, because it turned out to, I don't know, something was wrong with the fuel, going from one place to the other. So they had to change that. And now this, so I'm having quite a bit of problems with this car. But anyway, I'm going to need a tow or a jump, whichever. Are you there?
Yes, Hello? Sir. I'm still here. Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. So are you going to send someone to my address?
Yes. Do you have that address?
Yes, 1125 Pine Avenue, apartment 21E.
Okay, and that's 1125 Pine Avenue, apartment 21E, and is that in Redlands?
Yes, it is. 792373.
Okay, and what's the address of where we're going to take it to?
It's in the, well, there's like a, when you make a right turn on the number 10, it says on front 10, and turn there. Well, it's in the, well, the carport is in like an alley-like. And there's cars on either side. And I'm on the south side of the carport and at the very end by these fans.
Okay. And do you have the address of where we're going to take the vehicle?
It's Metro Nissan. I don't exactly know the address.
Is it Metro Nissan of Redlands?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm showing it's on Industrial Park Avenue. It came up on the map.
It is Industrial Park. Okay.
Okay. One more moment, please. Okay, so I have all the information needed from you. I'm showing that you're covered for up to $100. So if it were to exceed the $100, we would give you a call back to let you know.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I'll reach back out to you again shortly.
Are you going to send someone?
Yes, sir. I'm looking for a company currently. And as soon as I find a company that can come out there, I would reach back out to you.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Journey.
Oh, yeah, Journey. How could I forget that I'm taking a journey?
Yes, sir.
Journey. I don't know what your age, but you sound like you still have a sense of humor, so you're still very young. Well, have fun. Nice continuous afternoon, and call me later, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You enjoy your day as well.
Thank you, Journey. Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.